If there was a background noise to Manx Radio's 60 years of broadcasting, it was perhaps that of high-speed racing machinery, the TT. But something is missing these days that gave fans enormous pleasure, the scent of Castrol R. Manx Radio can offer you either a reminder of that heady aroma, or for the younger listener, the chance to find out why it gave so much pleasure. On Manx Radio's podcast page, there's a scratch and sniff square. Press down lightly with your thumb, and you will find the smell of Castrol R wafting up. It's only available on one occasion for each listener, so press lightly but firmly. And here's some of the early action from the 60s to provide the sound, as we provide the smell.
World champion Jim Redmond's about the place in his big white Mercedes. As Honda team leader, he was very much about the place in the Isle of Man, and definitely one of the men to watch in the 1964 250 TT. Pravini slipped to fourth, and on the last lap he retires at Union Mills. So Pagani's Peyton's fourth now. Listen to it at Bagaro. In fact, the rot has set in well and truly, for now Molina's in trouble with a collapsing back wheel. Up to third then comes Alberto Pagani, and here's the Peyton at Signpost Corner. An incredible 17 and a half minutes behind Shepherd's MZ. After an amazing race, Jim Redmond rounds Governor's Bridge and crosses the line for the last time. Jim's won his third successive TT at a record speed of 97.45.
That was the lightweight 250cc from 1964.